For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Imagine this. You pick up a huge box at the train station full of lumber and hinges and joints. You drag it away. You open it. You start building. And after days or weeks of hammering and drilling, you've built an entire house. Not just a playhouse or a shed, but you yourself have built the 3 bedrooms, the 2 bathrooms, the living room, and the attic. For thousands of Americans back in the early 20th century, these so-called kit houses, ordered from catalogs, were their homes. Andrew and Wendy Mutch are giving a talk on Michigan's kit houses this Monday at the Kalamazoo Central Library. I talked with Andrew about what made him start caring about these unique homes.
So our interest in kit houses started because we actually live in one. We live in a Sears Hamilton, that's the name of the model, that was built in 1926 and was built by a young couple who had just gotten married. And then shortly after they got married, they had a son. And a couple of years ago, got a phone call from the son, who's still alive, and he came over to the house and brought with him photos of the house as it was under construction. So it was really cool to have that personal connection back to the original builders of the house. So then we realized, well, you know, there's probably a lot of other houses that are out there. So we started doing the research into that. We've always had this interest in old houses, and then obviously owning old houses, it just kind of, we caught the bug.
Besides just kind of the do-it-yourself idea behind this, what do you think the big allure of this was for people who bought these homes?
Money. It was really about saving money. The kit home manufacturers said that the average homeowner could save between 25 to 40% off the price of a kit house versus if they had somebody build it locally. And that the materials that you would get from the kit house manufacturers was superior in quality. You were just getting the top-of-the-line materials at a discount price. And so that really appealed to people, you know, maybe couldn't afford to have as nice a house built by a local contractor using local lumber.
So, Andrew, you and your wife have become these kind of kit house evangelists, I guess, and you even have a blog called Kit House Hunters. When you find other kit house owners, do you share all of this history with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we like to say, you know, every house has its own history. And sometimes it's giving them the basic information like, oh, you didn't know you lived in the kit house. You know, it's this particular model from this particular company, and being able to share with that. And sometimes they have information they can share with us, which is really cool. A lot of times they'll have old photos of the houses. It surprises me the number of times that people have stories like mine where previous owners came back and said, oh, you know, my parents built this house, and then tell the story about how the house was built, and that gets passed on.
So how do you think kit houses should be remembered by people?
So a couple of things. You know, we really consider them a unique part of American history. Although there were a lot sold number-wise, you know, several hundred thousand of them over the, you know, say 30-year period that they were most popular, relatively speaking, they're fairly rare. They're very well constructed generally. Even though people built them themselves, the material in them was superior to what you could get anywhere else. These houses have really stood the test of time. And they're really kind of a testament to a different era in kind of our American history and our society when people didn't think twice about doing something like this. Like, I'm going to go out and build my own home. Well, of course I can. This do-it-yourself attitude that in some ways has come back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I can kind of see that in the tiny house movement today of people designing houses and then building them themselves.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I think that's kind of very similar, kind of the modern day interpretation of it, the whole tiny house movement where people are very thoughtful about their design and then building it to be their house. It's not somebody else built this house for you and you just moved into it. This is your house. You built it with your own hands and, you know, made it your own. So that's pretty special. Not a lot of people can say that.
That was Andrew Mutch. He and his wife Wendy will be giving a talk on Michigan's kit houses Monday at 7 p.m. at the Kalamazoo Central Library.